The National Transportation Safety Board is criticizing the Federal Aviation Regulator over its certification of lithium-ion batteries on the Boeing 787. In a report out yesterday, the NTSB said the Federal Aviation Administration failed to properly test the batteries, and it says the FAA relied too much on Boeing for technical expertise. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
The National Transportation Safety Board has been investigating a 787 fire at Boston Logan Airport last year. From the start, it's been critical of Boeing and the FAA. Now the federal accident investigator is openly schooling the certifier of safety on the nation's planes. The NTSB says the kind of fire at Logan wasn't seen in testing, so the FAA didn't do its job. Scott Hamilton is a local aerospace analyst. He says he heard long before the 787 entered service that the FAA was having trouble overseeing production of the plane.
There were so many new technologies involved that the FAA simply didn't have the in-house expertise.
The safety board says the FAA should develop a test to show how a battery responds to an internal short circuit, a test that doesn't exist now. It also says the FAA should reevaluate the risks for planes already in the air. Michel Merluzot is an aerospace analyst with G2 Solutions. He says Boeing's solution to the battery crisis, which isolated each battery cell, reduces the risk of a serious fire.
This containment and isolation means that the 787 is a very safe aircraft.
Boeing said in a statement that its testing met industry standards at the time, and it will make changes as knowledge advances. The NTSB's recommendations are not binding. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.